So, yes, I know what the school runs all about. If you could quickly say your name and who you are, just for ID purposes.
Okay, this is Jack Pitney. I'm a professor of government at Claremont McKenna College.
So we'd known for months that Tillerson and Trump weren't seeing eye to eye. What do you make of the timing of this?
The timing is unusual. Typically, in the case of a cabinet member who isn't getting along with the president will give that person an opportunity to offer a resignation, shake the person's hand, and then off he goes. This was in a tweet, and one can only conclude that Trump deliberately wanted to humiliate Rex Tillerson. And Tillerson had earlier reportedly called the president a moron, and the president got his revenge.
Yeah, I mean, and the foreign policy analysts also say that one of the worst Secretary of States there's been. I mean, looking back at the stories, there was some rumors about Pompeo replacing him back in late November, December. Wouldn't it have been more prudent to act quicker? I mean, why do you think he didn't?
It's unclear why the president chose this particular time. There are some reports that he wanted a new person in place before the purported meeting with North Korea. That's a possibility. But again, it would have made more sense to do it. In fact, Tillerson was not a good Secretary of State, probably not a good idea to have him in there in the first place. Many unanswered questions surrounding this issue, as there are with so many areas of Trump administration policy.
And then with the timing, I mean, you know, it comes out, gets on Air Force One, heads for California. I mean, a lot of the narrative by, whether it's fake news or not, but by many in the media, has been chaos at the White House. This doesn't go against that, does it?
No. Mitt Romney said that Donald Trump was a chaos candidate who would be a chaos president. And in that respect, he got it right. A lot of disarray in the White House. And what's odd is the president's rationale. In a statement this morning, he said that he and Tillerson didn't see eye to eye on everything, which is true, except that last week he made a point of saying that he liked disagreement in the administration. So last week he is all for internal debate and deliberation, and this week he wants everybody to get in line.
And the trip to California, how do you see that? Is this really just playing to his base and more about how the president looks to the rest of the nation rather than how he appears in California?
Yeah, he wants to get applause from outside California from Republicans who dislike the state and dislike everything that it represents. And in that, he'll probably succeed. The trouble is, in California, he's very unpopular, and that's a problem for a number of Republicans who are either seeking re-election or seeking to succeed a Republican for elections to the House. And Trump could end up costing Republicans several California seats in the House of Representatives. And in the end, the political cost to that loss will be far greater than any applause he gets.
Thank you, Jack. Pithy as ever.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks a lot for that.
Okay.